In our gospel for today, which is just the reading for the day over the course of the year, we hear about how important it was to the very early preaching of the gospel that there was also curing diseases and healing the sick. Today is the feast day of Saints Cosmas and Damian, who are two brothers who lived in ancient Rome and were doctors, medical doctors, and they converted to Christianity and eventually were martyred. Luke, the writer of the gospel today, was also a doctor. Now, why is it so important that we heal the sick in Jesus' spreading of the good news? Well, in one sense, the work of a doctor is a little bit futile, that no matter what, that even the best doctor can't keep someone alive forever, that it's really more about delaying death and improving life for a time. But when the divine physician, Jesus Christ, came, he had the answer, he had the cure that would allow for eternal life. And of course, that would be very attractive for a good doctor who wants to save people, that now not only can he help save the body for a while, but he can save body and soul in eternal life. And it's good, too, to know that even though healing the soul, the work of the divine physician, is more important than healing the body on this earth, that the followers of Jesus from the writing of this gospel up into our own present day have taken the earthly healing of one's body very seriously. I don't think there's a greater system of hospitals in history that have been started by any other faith or any other group of people. That Catholicism always is about saving the soul primarily, but that never takes away from the important things of this life, to improve our lives, to heal the sick, and to use the healing of the sick of the body, which is for most of us the most important thing of this life, to use as an example of what the church can do for you for your soul, what Jesus Christ can do for you for your soul. So in the Catholic Church, it's always both and. We heal the body on this earth in order that we can also heal body and soul for eternal life in heaven. And so today, let us pray, especially through the intercession of Cosmas and Damian, for all people who are sick and suffering, especially those with cancer, and especially all those who are suffering of a sickness of the soul, that through their intercession, they might be strengthened and comforted, and that we might all be brought together healthy into the kingdom of heaven.